After some spotty moisture to finish this past week, we are going to be fully dry for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at the Hoosier Ag Today weekend weather outlook. Once again, we kind of focus on planting in these weekend outlooks this time of year. We did pick up some moisture over the past 2 days in parts of the state, but I think we're going to be fully dry through Saturday and Sunday here. Low pressure and the frontal boundary off to the east. Behind it, we saw much cooler air start to filter in overnight last night, and so we're going to be very pleasant, in my opinion, as we move through the next couple of days, even a bit on the cool side, temperatures slightly below normal, but good sunshine, fast evaporation, and I actually think we'll see some decent breezes, which will aid drying as well. In the next week, Monday is interesting. We are putting together a massive area of low pressure to our west. Actually, a triple-barreled low. You have one low as we get to midnight Sunday night in southeastern parts of Montana. Another one, a second, in northwest Kansas, and a third all the way down near the Red River Valley, Texas, and Oklahoma. This massive system building to our west, and I think it starts to throw some instability towards us right around daybreak on Monday. To be clear, I don't think we see a lot of precipitation on Monday, but I won't rule out hit and miss popcorn style scattered showers. I think then the better threat of rain comes overnight Monday night through Tuesday with rain and thunderstorms that could be strong and heavy, and that continues through Tuesday night, Wednesday. Both of those days we're feeling the exact impact of low pressure as it tracks through. I think right there you have to pencil in half to 2-inch rainfall totals over 100% of Indiana. So that's going to be the big rains that some of you have been looking for and others of you have been dreading. Behind this low, we finally kick it out on Wednesday night. Thursday turns out cloudy to partly sunny. Definitely cool here with colder air coming down out of Michigan and Canada in general. We stay partly sunny for Friday, and I think then we kick off the Memorial Day holiday weekend with good sunshine. We're going to be dry for the Saturday, Sunday, and now Memorial Day Monday period. Next chance of rain is a few scattered showers coming across southern Indiana, likely next Tuesday, the 27th. Now going longer term, finishing out the 2 to 3 week period, I think our next well-organized frontal boundary after the one that hits us next week will likely show up here closer to the 29th into the 30th. But even then, it's kind of separated for a northern feature hitting the Great Lakes in Michigan and a southern feature in the Ohio Valley. So we may not see everybody get moisture in that period either. Honestly, I think you have to start working toward the middle of next week, the rains that we see next Tuesday, Wednesday, covering you for the next several weeks. I'm Ryan Martin.
At Beacon Credit Union, we're not just lenders. We're your trusted partners. We listen, advise, and support your financial success. Whether expanding your farm, upgrading equipment, purchasing real estate, needing operating funds, or refinancing existing debt, we're here for you. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured, EHO lender.